Good morning, everyone. We'll be receiving the casket in a few moments. If everybody could check their cell phones, please, and put them to silence. And please, if you're chewing gum, to please remove it. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I am Father Carlos Limongi. I'm one of the NYPD chaplains, and I would just to express our condolences to the family and friends and colleagues of Joe for their loss. Something that we say often in the NYPD is we never forget, and Joe will definitely never be forgotten for his service, for his friendship, for his joy, and the kindness he shared with so many people. Please know our prayers and supports for all of you in this trying time. I'm very sorry for your loss. And at this time, I would like to call up Katie, Joe's wife, to say a few words.
Joe wasn't just my husband or the father of my children. He was my best friend, my protector, the love of my life, my everything. My favorite dancing partner, my favorite person to listen to country songs with while listening to him sing louder than every song and telling me he was going to be the next American, my next American Idol. With him by my side, I was a better version of myself. I loved him more than I love myself. I had spent my life dreaming of a man like him, and the moment that we met, I knew I wanted to spend forever with him. Forever and a day, he would say. His smile, his laugh, his humor, he was my absolute favorite person in the world. From the moment I met him, I knew I'd marry him, and I was never someone who believed in love at first sight. But with Joe, it was impossible not to fall. He had that effect on everyone. He could walk into a room full of strangers and win them all over within seconds. His charm, his quick wit, his instinct to help anyone in need made him nothing short of unforgettable. I remember when he told me, "My mother's my best friend, and no one will ever come before her." And I told him no one should ever want to. It was in that moment I felt even harder. Already imagining our children growing up to be just like him. And somehow God heard me because they are just like you, Joey. Anthony is your twin. The daily back and forth between you two was because you were so alike. And his goofy nature, his way of making people laugh, even in the most serious moments. His huge heart and his constant need to help others. He got all of his best traits from you. Juliana, with her quick wit and sarcastic charm, her little smirk when she's hiding surprises, her love of dancing and making sure everyone is always having fun, that's all you too. You loved watching her challenge me, especially when her comebacks left you trying to hide your laughter. You'd always say, "Great, now there are two of you." She was always your little girl, more like you than I think you even realized. Her hugs and smiles are just as magnetic as yours are. And our sweet Dominic, he is you in every way. When he smiles, I see the smile I fell in love with. His nose, his chin, even his calm, joyful spirit. He is your reflection. You always brought peace into her room, and he does that same thing. I know he didn't get that from me. Now our children will grow up without their daddy, and I have to grow old without my husband. You've always been our hero, Joey, and you always will continue to be. These past days, I don't know how to keep going, and I often don't think that I can. But our children need me, and they remind me of you constantly. In their faces, their voices, their every move, I see you. And though I used to joke about hearing they look just like their dad way too often, now I cling to those words. I need those words. I need them to be part of your living legacy. I lost count of how many times we'd be driving and you'd pull over to help someone, whether it was a stranger with a flat tire or an elderly person struggling to cross the street. You help because that's who you are, while never expecting anything in return. I've never known a pain like this. I've never imagined such hurt could even exist. I don't understand how we got here, how this became our story when we had so much left to do. We had just welcomed Dominic. 4 months ago, our family was whole. Everything was falling into place, just how we always dreamed, and we planned for it, too. Joe, you were the most incredible father. People lit up when you walked into a room. Your smile, your humor, your laugh, they were contagious. You were kind, generous, and endlessly loving. I know you didn't choose to leave. You would have never left us. You didn't get a choice, and that's pretty much the only thing I'm sure of anymore. You loved us too deeply. You gave us everything, a life I only once dreamed of. I don't know how to live without you. I don't want to. But I will keep your memory alive for our children. I'll remind them constantly of who their father was, one of the rare good ones, the best one. I'll speak your name every day because you mattered that much. I was and am still completely in love with you, Joey. You changed me forever. You were my home, my strength, my heart for 14 years. This life we built together was everything I could have ever hoped for and more. Living without you feels nothing short of impossible. But loving you was effortless, and I'll keep doing it every single day until I see you again. I love you forever and a day.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, in the waters of baptism, Joseph died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May he now share with him eternal glory in heaven.
Let us pray. O God, who through the ending of present things open up the beginning of things to come, grant, we pray, that the soul of your servant Joseph may be led by you to attain the inheritance of eternal redemption. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us now be seated and listen attentively to the word of our God. Nick, if you'd come forward.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. But the just man, though he die early, shall be at rest. For the age that is honorable comes not with the passing of time, nor can it be measured in terms of years. Rather, understanding is the hoary crown for men, and an unsullied life, the attainment of old age. He who pleased God was loved. He who lived among sinners was transported, snatched away, lest wickedness pervert his mind or deceit beguile his soul. For the witchery of paltry things obscures what is right, and the whirl of desire transforms the innocent mind. Having become perfect in a short while, he reached the fullness of a long career, for his soul was pleasing to the Lord. Therefore, he sped him out of the midst of wickedness. But the people saw and did not understand, nor did they take this into account. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Me in right paths for his name's sake. For you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
May I look forward to proclaim our sixth reading.
Reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. Therefore, we are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that our earthly dwelling, a tent, should be destroyed. We have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us stand for the Holy Gospel.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. A lot has led up to this moment. A lot of tears, broken hearts, pain. But we come here in light of our faith. We come here knowing that even though that's all real to us, and it seems, as you said, we can't go on, we come here to renew what we've heard from our Lord. In the gospel today, this is one of my most favorite of all the gospels. Because this is the moment where not only Lazarus' sisters and their neighbors and their whole town, this is where they now come to the point where they've seen Jesus, they've heard Jesus, they've watched him do amazing things. Now it comes to the point where this guy who was his friend, it was in his household that he really, in a sense, let down his hair, right? It was here that he sat around their table and munched. Eight, right? And now, he left them, and the part of this story is that he went on Jerusalem, and he heard, your friend's sick, come back. Come back. And he didn't. He said to his apostles, this will not end in any way except in God's glory. So when he did get there, finally, he comes to this moment where everybody's like going, what good are you now? Your friend's dead. It's over. It's done with. Even his sister said, when he said, roll away the stone, there's going to be a stench. She's been dead for 4 days. Will you finally give up? We're going to give up on you. Why don't you give up on your dreams? Why don't you give up on all the things that you told us? Because in the end, does it really make a difference? And he cried. He cried because he knew their pain. He knew how much it hurt them all. Not only just the hurting of their separation of their friend, but how it hurt them to see that, hold it, God's not with us. But in the midst of all of this, before he even calls Lazarus from the tomb, he asks the beautiful question, the question that is so important for us all. Do you remember what I told you? He asked the same question to you and me today. Do you remember what I told you? Questions are so important. Anthony, right? You've asked questions, and you keep asking those questions, just like everybody else in that gospel did. They said, why? And then he came back, remember what I told you? The answers are always come. In ways that we don't expect them to come, they will. We already have them, though. You remember what God told you in the years of church, Sunday obligations, holy days fulfilled by you? What you heard there? What you heard in your religion class? And what you'll hear, Anthony, as we keep, and Giuliano, as we keep sharing the abundance of the faith, what he's told you. And Anthony put a rosary, right? Gave to Dad. God gave us that great gift of the rosary to help remind us, I've done so much. Don't worry. Look at all that I've done. Don't give up. And then he goes to the tomb. Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. They don't think that you hear them. But I'm saying this so that they will believe. Lazarus, come out. They saw Lazarus now in a whole different light. And that's what we're called to do too. To see Joe in a different light. Because this is not an end. This is just a change. It's been my mantra, right, in these last week. Nothing's over. It's just changed. And it's only by our faith in God and with the power of the Blessed Mother in our midst that we'll be able to see beyond what we see here. And that's the challenge that Jesus gave to Lazarus' sister, to all those there, and he was able to show them that this is not the end. And so it's not for Joe too. So I pray that the Holy Spirit's present today, our Blessed Mother who stands at your side, will be able to lead you and comfort you and guide you to see what they want you to see. What is in glory. What Joe's participating in now. And how, as he's revealed himself already many times, as he will continue to. Because heaven and earth are united. Remember after I said ascension, we thought Jesus was going up and away? He only just changed the way he's present with us. To see him with not our eyes and physical eyes, but of our heart and faith. Remember what I told you. Believe. Even when it's hard to. Even when everybody says it's not worth it. Believe. And see the glory of God. Glory to Jesus Christ, now and forever. I invite you, brothers and sisters, to stand.
God, the Almighty Father, raised Christ, his Son, from the dead. With confidence, we ask him to save all his people, living and deceased. For Joseph, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he may now be admitted to the company of all the saints, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our. For a brother who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may now be raised up on the last day, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For deceased relatives and friends who have helped us, especially for Ben and Connie Fazio, Anthony Fazio, Francis and Sabino Garabino, and Luis Miramontes, that they may be receive the reward for their goodness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have fallen asleep in the hope of rising again, that they may see God face to face. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the family and friends of our brother Joe, that they may be consoled in their grief by the Lord, who wept at the death of Lazarus, his friend. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here assembled to worship in faith, that we may be gathered together again in God's kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God, our shelter and our strength, you listen in love to the cry of your people. Hear the prayers we offer for our departed brother. Cleanse him from his sins and grant him the fullness of redemption. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Okay, good. I invite those who will be bringing the gifts to bring up the water, the wine and the bread to be used in the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
Fructus ventris tu. God, we ask to receive us. Be pleased with the sacrifice we offer to you with humble. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the glory of this holy church.
Look favorably on our offerings, O Lord, so that your departed servant Joseph may be taken up into glory with your Son, in whose great mystery of love we are all united. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him, the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. And so now, with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts of the powers of heaven, we join in the hymn of glory, as without end we acclaim. Let us kneel. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit to graciously make holy these gifts,
we brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, giving you thanks, said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints of whose constant intercession in your presence we're alive for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity the Pilgrim Church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own.
Listen graciously.
Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant Joseph, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. When from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To our departed brothers and sisters too, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all the ages and praise you without end through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity. In accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Gently now to one another offer a sign of the peace that we have received from our God. May the mingling of the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us, receive it. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith in your love and mercy, I eat your body and I drink your blood. Let it not bring me condemnation, but health in mind and in body. For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came to this world to save sinners, of whom I am first. I believe this is truly your most pure body. Truly this is your most precious blood. Therefore, I pray thee, O Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins and my transgressions, and make me worthy of this holy gift. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, accept me today as a communicant, for I will not speak of thy mysteries to thine enemies, neither like Judas will I give you a kiss, but like the thief, I will confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, when you shall come into your kingdom. Remember me, O Master, when you shall come into your kingdom. Remember me, O Holy One, and you shall come into your kingdom.
Please kneel.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for everlasting life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for everlasting life. At this time, I invite those Catholics who are prepared to receive Holy Communion to come forward. If you're not up to receiving, if you're not Catholic, I invite you to come for a blessing if you'd like. If you'd like to come for that blessing, just come to one of the priests with your arms like this. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. Gentiles. Behold, this has touched your lips. Will take away your iniquities and will bring you to everlasting life. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that your servant Joseph, for whom we have celebrated this Passover sacrament, may pass over to a dwelling place of light, happiness, and peace through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our final prayers of commendation, Father,
I would like now to ask the uniformed members of the NYPD to please fall out.
Incense, please. I'll wait. Oh, good, sir. Our brother Joseph has fallen asleep in Christ. Confident in our hope of eternal life, we commend him to the loving mercies of our fathers and let our prayers go with him. He was adopted as God's son in baptism and was nourished at the table of the Lord. May he now inherit the promise of eternal life and take his place at the table of God's children in heaven. Let us also pray on our own behalf, that we who mourn and are saddened may understand that heaven and earth are united, that things have changed, but nothing's over, and that our faith sustained in the resurrection of Christ, who used death itself to conquer death, will raise us all. Receive his soul and present him to the Most High.
Receive his soul and present him to the Most High.
Saints of God, come to his aid. Come to welcome him, angels of the Lord.
Receive his soul and present him to the Most High.
May Christ, who called you, take you to himself. May angels lead you to the bosom of Abraham.
Receive his soul and present him to the Most High.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him.
Receive his soul and present him to the Most High.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend your servant Joseph in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died with Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the many blessings that you bestowed upon him in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of the fellowship that we share with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn towards us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us remain to comfort one another with the assurance of our holy Catholic faith until we are with you forever through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us go in the peace of the risen Christ. Thanks be to God. Let's remain standing for the presentation of the flag. Crossing candles, please. We'll take the ball.